Hi, and welcome to the latest edition of Pasha. My name is Ines Kosana.
And I'm Candace Bailey. Thank you for joining us.
In today's episode, we look at Ebola in the DRC and the work being done towards an effective vaccine. Our guest is Yap Boom, a professor in the Faculty of Medicine at Mbara University of Science and Technology in Uganda. He is here to shed some light on the situation in the DRC.
The outbreak is quite difficult to contain because we are in conflict zone, which is the North Kivu, where there is a place that there have been different groups of rebels that are not controlled, which means that the response team has no access to the population. And as you imagine, Ebola being a highly transmitted disease, if you can't have access to the case, then the transmission of the disease continues within the community.
The response has faced a number of challenges. A number of doctors have been killed. There are also treatment facilities and equipment that have been destroyed. So access to the community, the conflict, and the other challenges in that region of the DRC make it quite difficult to have an effective response.
A number of Ebola cases have been reported in Uganda, but the response has been swift. What has Uganda done right to prevent a major spillover?
The outbreak spilled to Uganda, in a country that has been seen several Ebola outbreaks in the past. A country that has a very robust surveillance system, which means as soon as there is a case arising, there is a whole process involving the community, surveillance, and quite a number of things. But also the preparedness has been very well implemented. The health worker, for example, has received the vaccine prior to the case. So that organization has really helped Uganda to be ready. But also on the side of the US, it's important to highlight that the outbreak that took place last year in the Equator did not last that long, which means that somehow they also managed to control, as compared to now where you are comparing apple and orange. Uganda is a very stable, very quiet country, very well organized, and the North Kivu is quite exotic.
A new vaccine trial was recently announced in Uganda. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
So basically, a new vaccine that made by Johnson & Johnson is being assessed. The assessment is looking at the immunogenicity, so how the vaccine is able to create an immunogenic reaction. So that vaccine is different from the Merck vaccine that is being currently used in DRC, in the sense that this vaccine procure immune response, and we also require a booster, which means a second dose that you take around 2 months after. The great advantage of that second dose is that now you can be protected to other strains of Ebola. Right now we have an outbreak with Ebola Zaire, but knowing that Uganda, for example, has been having Marburg and different other strains, this vaccine will be able to protect against those ones.
The two vaccines have different modes of action. The researchers believe that a disease like Ebola can not only be handled using one vaccine. The trial will provide additional information on a new vaccine so that there can be more tools to prevent and control any Ebola outbreak.
So this vaccine is different from the one that was initially rolled out in the DRC. It also has serious potential to be a game changer. Why is this?
The trial is very important because there is no way we can have a monopoly to have only one tool, because anything can happen in the manufacturing of one vaccine. Even in the way the vaccine is being used in the ring strategy, so to control the outbreak, this one will be able to have a more preventive action, which is quite great, because then we can imagine some of the healthcare worker can be vaccinated prior an outbreak, or even in a zone that is quite endemic, as you can say, people around that zone could be vaccinated, which might be a game changer in environment in DRC, where we know that there are pockets of Ebola.
There's also a research contribution. Research has provided new evidence for how to use a different vaccine. Research teams will now have an advantage over the virus in the sense that people can now be vaccinated every few months or every year, which still needs to be determined, but this can be a great tool of prevention. So in that way, the trials and the vaccine can really be a game changer.
The latest Ebola vaccine trial will be watched keenly in the hopes that it can help stop or at least slow down the outbreak in the DRC.
During the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, the message where we have go to the hospital, we have no vaccine, we have no cure, but we can manage the disease. Today, we have a vaccine and we have drugs that works. And this is quite important because Ebola is becoming a curable disease, in a sense that having it, it no longer mean that you are going to die. Of course, those who arrive in an early stage of the disease to the treatment unit and who will receive the treatment have a highest chance, around 80 to 90% chance of survival as compared to those who come late.
Thanks for listening in on this episode, produced by Ozea Patel. From me, Inas Khosana.
And Candice Bailey.
Talk to you soon. Goodbye. Thank you.